Stick again.
Family.
Oh, you guys look fantastic again. So wonderful. I'm going to come down here if that's okay. Is that good? Well, think with me for a second. When is the last time you did something for the first time? When is the last time, Doug, did you do something for the first time? Because today, our prayer is that the Holy Spirit will put a fire in you and that you will be inspired with hope that change is possible. It really has hit me, that feeling of being hopeless that you can't change. And that's just depressing, y'all. I mean, even Doug, who's a happy guy, whenever that hits me, I said, no. I'm not going to receive that because I'm hanging out with people that inspire me that change is possible. So think about that. When is the last time you did something for the first time? So today we're going to talk about something that God has really been putting on my wife and I's heart. What do you think, honey, for the last 10 or so years, this idea that to start each year with this thought that, wow, a whole year could pass and we could get to this point next year and be exactly the same. That's scary. I said, Beth, what are we going to do to change that? And we said, you know, the biggest gap in the world is that gap between knowing and doing. You know, we knew what to do, but for years, the wonderful excuse got in the way. So about 10 years ago, we said, let's start small. Let's start small in January. Let's get away and let's see if we can reflect, refresh, and reframe. So I bet you guys can fill in this. Without vision, the people, y'all said that loud. Isn't that amazing? We know that, but we're challenged to do something about it. I mean, that's scary, that if I don't have a vision, I'm going to perish. What's perish? Oh, that doesn't sound very good. Look at what it says in the message. It says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. Don't you want to live that they are most blessed life? So the idea was, we know this. Let's start small and let's do something. We know that the change of place plus a change of pace is a change of perspective. And that's really the heartbeat of intentional living. Did you know you could live your whole life accidentally and just get old and go, I don't even know what happened, but I'm here.
Talk to me.
That can happen.
Talk to me.
But intentional living is, no, I planned out my life. I looked at what God wants me to do. That's why I love YWAM. You YWAMers are so awesome. Because when I ask you a question, the first thing y'all said is, well, I'm seeking the Lord on that. I'm like, you go, that's so good. Because as you seek him, he will reveal himself to you. That is so powerful. So the idea was, let's change our place. So the first thing we said, let's take some of our Hilton points and let's go up to Cincinnati for a night. And let's just try this thing. Let's change our place. Let's change our pace. We went up there with nothing else to do other than to reflect and look at the year that just went by and ask ourselves this question: have we changed or are we the same? And what we found is we got so inspired with hope because as we started to reflect, God began to give us a change of perspective. And let me tell you why. It's because his word rocks. His word rocks. Look at what God's word says about this. The truth is, Romans 12, 1 through 2 tells us this. Here's the truth, y'all. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Then embrace what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to the culture that you fit into it without even thinking. And that hit us. That's exactly what we were doing. We were just fitting in without even thinking. So that's when we said, whoa, we need to reflect. We need to reflect on how have we been thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. So we found that when we began to reflect, to think, John Maxwell says something to us every time we meet. He says, when's the last time you thought for a change? And we're all convicted because we're like, oh, no, man, oh, man. Woo! Thinking for a change, reflecting. Fix your attention on God to refresh your vision of what you as a Christ follower are all about. And quickly respond to it. When God speaks to you, to reframe that. Because when you press into God like this, Beth and I found like, holy cow. So what we would do is we would have a wonderful meal, and then we would separate and kind of just ask God what's happening. Then we'd come back together for lunch and say, what did God share with you? What did He share with me? So powerful as a couple. Remember, y'all, the reason this is powerful, what was the first covenant? Have y'all thought about this? This is crazy stuff, y'all. The marriage covenant is pretty important to God. So when He starts speaking through you both, it blows your mind. So, and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level, God brings the best out of you. Now, if that can't excite you, our exciter's broken, y'all. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So, we started to do this, and fast forward in time, it resulted now, 10 years later, in us doing a last trip we just came from a couple weeks ago was 4 days down in Orlando with the sun and went to a really nice place. And our goal is to come out of it with what we call a vision board. With a board of what God has been speaking to us and a board that we visually look at. I put it in my bathroom where I spend a lot of time. But it's good because I see it every single day. And while I'm brushing my teeth, I'm like, God, you said this and that. I'm like, wow, am I still believing it? So let's walk through kind of mine, and then we're going to have another special guest, Miss Beth, come share how hers is a little different. So first of all, the power of a mission statement in your life is incredible. Think about, I'll challenge you guys, watch how extraordinary this will make you. You ask 10 people next week, do you have a personal mission statement? You probably won't find one. You ask 100 people, you'll probably find one. It's that extraordinary to have a personal mission statement in your life because that will guide everything you do. So it doesn't matter what your job is. You're no longer looking for a job. You're looking for an opportunity to serve in an area that leverages your mission. So the mission that God has really sealed with me, and every year I ask Him, God, is my mission statement still the same? He says, well, keep on marching, Doug, till I change it. I'm like, okay. So my personal mission statement is to use my gifts of encouragement and teaching. And I purposefully started off with that word gift because I believe that God gives us gifts. And I love to encourage people. It's just like in me. I could do it all day. I love to teach, and I'm so thankful now I get to teach full time. I just love it. I love it. Now, skills, I use that word on purpose too. Skills are those, are y'all ready to get scholarly just for a second? The knowledge, competencies, and abilities that you build through your training over time. Meaning YWAM, I know y'all sat in a lot of wonderful lectures, right? So what that's doing is starting to build in you a skill, a knowledge, competency, or ability. And that'll start to come out over time. So in 33 years of Doug's life, going to school, my skill of leadership, because I've been trained to lead, and my skill of administration to serve God, my family, work, church, and community. So that's Doug's mission. So it doesn't matter where he's at, that's what Doug's focused on. And the theme verses behind that, how many remember the word poema? Remember, we used to really study that lots here at church, is that idea that we are God's workmanship, created to do good works in him. Now, from that mission comes a vision. And simply, mine is to live life with no regret, no retreat, and no reserve. It's simply, and that vision helps me stay focused and really changes my course on some things because I filter all of my thoughts through that. So when something hits me, I go, the first thing I'll ask Beth, Beth, you think I'm going to regret this? And just that question allows my mind some time to reset and will save me from doing something that I'm going to regret. Because many times, by thinking of that vision, I'll think of it before I say something, and that'll keep me from saying what the flesh wanted to say. It saved me many times because if I truly want to be a sweet sense rising to God. Did you know as Christians we are a sweet aroma to the world? Yeah. Whoo, y'all. Now, don't forget that's a challenge. Meaning when we show up, do people run away from us or people run to us? Do people run away or run to? If you're a sweet smelling sense and encouragement to the world, people should say, Glenn, man, what's up, dude? So good to see you, brother. I love you, man. Or do they go, whoa, Doug's here. Oh, my gosh, Doug's here. Yeah, what type of scent? So that vision. Now, this turned into my Keystone Habits. So Keystone Habits, how many of you have read the wonderful book on habits? So I'm just going to touch on this a bit. But the keystone habits are those habits that drive your life. So the whole purpose of this is not to really go into my vision board in detail, but to inspire you. And I can see by your faces, some of you are going like, yes, I think this is cool. And then from that came a 10-year plan. So Doug has a plan from 52 to 62, how my whole life will lay out. Yeah, so I look at this every single day. And I ask myself the three bold steps that the word God gave me for this year on the retreat was focused. Because I love to say I'm focused and not finished. So the three things that I look at each day and ask myself is, Doug, what is your daily agenda? Because success always lies in your daily agenda. What does that look like? And right here, it says to wake and connect with Jesus. And I tell you, listening to worship songs is the best thing to do at night because you'll usually wake up with that song on your heart. Because I've been having in my head go over and over those words, you know, I believe, believe he'll do it again. I mean, you start to sing that, and those words will go over and over in your heart. The next thing is to be aware and to intentionally look, to be intentionally looking for God to make this happen. I mean, as we go deeper, I've got so much to share on this, but so little time. But let me tell you, God will accelerate your plan when you're walking in his steps. And he'll do supernaturally things that make naturally no sense. Because as you guys know me, natural doesn't, I mean, God's done some stuff that naturally makes no sense because it's supernatural. And then, this is the formula for change, to relate, repeat, and to reframe. So I think that each day, am I setting myself up to change? So, sacred rhythm. It's this idea that God gave me to the first thing I do, my rhythm each day that I really try to hold tight to is I wake up and I connect. I connect with the Holy Spirit. Because don't forget, y'all, if you don't connect with the Holy Spirit, who will you connect with? An unholy spirit. And that unholy spirit, what comes in the funniest ways, oh, this day is going to be messed up, y'all. And this is all happening before your feet hit the floor, right? Oh, man, I got to do that. Oh, man. Don't forget, all that stuff speaking in your head is not the Holy Spirit. That's an unholy spirit. Yeah, so connect with the Holy Spirit. Perform out of that connection. At night, disconnect from the things of this world so that I can rest well. That's my sacred rhythm. And this is a what I kind of call my iceberg of success, the way that I want to live. Because what I want people to see is the tip of the iceberg there. Is are people seeing love, joy, peace, self-control? Are they seeing that in me? Well, if I'm having my best day, because don't forget, y'all, we have our best days and our worst days, right? But on my best days, I've really done these things to stay strong. Because don't forget, your worldview, if you're wondering, this doesn't make sense. Well, your worldview guides everything, right? We've just got one decision to make, y'all, right? Many choices, but one decision. And what's that one decision? Who will you serve? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But until that decision's made, life can be wonky and not make much sense because your worldview is all skewed. So this is my vision board. And as you notice, it looks probably a little analytical and a lot of data. That's because this is what I do at work all day. I teach lean. And so we're all about visual data. And what does that say? So mine kind of looks like this. So I want to ask my lovely wife, Beth, to come join me. Can I use this microphone here? Yay, Beth. She is so awesome. And Beth, hi, sweetie, good to see you. She's so beautiful. 31 years, I'm still just enraptured by her. I can't even. How might your vision board be different?
Okay, well, most of you know me or have seen me and Doug together, and you know that we are very different. And that's a beautiful thing. We're a good team. So my vision board is often very different than this. Some years I have an actual board where I have categories like faith, family, fun, friends, and I will cut out pictures that remind me of those things. And I'll put it in front of me. It's usually in the kitchen because that's where I spend my time. But the last couple of years, I just haven't felt like doing a vision board. And I'm like, well, what else can I do then? And along the lines of a vision board, I also pray every year for a word from the Lord. And every year he gives me one like, oh, okay, that's it. And so that word, whatever he gives me, will guide whatever my year looks like. Last year, it was joy. And I'm like, yay, joy. That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, the year wasn't a lot of fun. But God reminded me through the whole year that the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Come on.
Joy doesn't mean fun, necessarily.
Come on.
And so I ended my year reflecting, when we talk about reflect, that he changed me instead of my circumstances. And that's where I got my joy from last year. Well, this year he said my word is strong. I'm like, I like that word too. What does that mean? So he's kind of laying that out, what that means for me. So I will follow my days and my weeks and my months with the word strong. So now, last year and this year, I have just written in my journal my word, and then I will find verses throughout the year that I add to it. And I add a bucket list, and that is my dreaming. It can be very, very small things. It can be big things. It's often things that Doug and I dream about together, because I'm not a natural dreamer. I'm a everyday, what do I need to get done today kind of person, which doesn't help dreaming. So that's why God gave me Doug to dream. So he helps me dream. I write big things down, to even things that I don't think can even happen. But I see that in my journal regularly, and I'm reminded, oh, wait, I can have fun. I can do big things. I can do small things that bring life. And that's my vision board right now, is what I'm writing in my journal, but I see it at the front. So vision boards can look very different. It can just be words, it can be pictures, and it can change every year. So you do you. That's the really important part. I often will compare myself to my husband, and that's not a good thing, because I'm not anything that he is, but I'm exactly who God made me to be. I rest in that, that's when I have the joy of the Lord. That's when I'm strong.
Come on.
The other things God gives me.
Whoa, that'll preach, y'all. No, one more question, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
one more question.
This is the good one, because this is where the proof meets the pudding, is why does this matter? Why does this matter? Why are we wanting to inspire hope in to us to give this a chance? What's the difference maker? Because you're probably thinking now, Doug, you know, that might work for you, but it won't work for me. What's the big deal? Why do I have to do that? I mean, what gives?
Well, it matters because intentionality makes all the difference. If we are intentional with our thinking, with our processing, what our process looks every day, that's when change comes. When we're in the Word, intentionally in the Word, and in fellowship, and in community connection, that's when change comes.
Thank you, sweetie. That's my girl, y'all. That's my girl. Yes. So as we get ready to close, we ask you, when we started this thought, you know, when was the last time you did something for the first time? So don't forget that next year, it's highly possible you could get to this point in time and be exactly the same, unless you choose to live your life intentionally, on purpose. And here's my one last challenge to you, is this idea, is, are you willing to give this a chance? Are you willing to give it a chance and just see if it can give you a vision of tomorrow that is bigger than your memories of today? So let's let that sink in, because that's really what caused me to go, oh, is if your vision of tomorrow is not bigger than your memories of today, you need a new vision. You need a new vision. And you know what's awesome is God can give that to you. You know, all he wants you to do is ask him. Isn't that crazy? He just says, you know, ask and you shall receive a good measure. Now, here's where it gets crazy, y'all. Press down. He doesn't just stop there, right? Shaking together. Oh, it went down a little more. Running over. You know, we serve a God of more than enough. We would consider some of that waste, but he's just like, I just love you this much that I'm the God of more than enough that can give you that measure that just overflows. Because when it overflows out of your life, who does it overflow to? a dying world that needs him, right?
Wow.
Come on, y'all. So, Father, we love you so much, and we thank you for this time. And, God, I really sense your Holy Spirit at work here. God, I sense your Holy Spirit really inspiring hope into all of our lives that change is possible and that we can hear from you, Lord, as we walk out our theme this year to seek first. That is so awesome, Father, to seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto us. So what we're asking for this year, Lord, is a clearer vision. Father, we're asking you to open the eyes of our heart so that we can see you. Lord, we're asking you to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. God, we're asking that your grace may abound in our life so that having all things in all times, your grace may abound. So, Father, I pray for those right now that are asking, should I give this a try? Should I do something different this year? Lord, I pray you'd ignite a spark that would turn into a flame that next year at this time would be a powerful testimony that they would go, my life has changed because my vision is bigger. I'm dreaming bigger and bolder, and now I'm even praying impossible stuff, trusting God. So, Lord, we love you and we praise you. And in the strong name of Jesus, amen. Love you guys. Love you guys.
Can we give Doug a big hand? Doug and Beth. Great team. I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you for both sharing. That was a blessing to us. We have some amazing women here in this church. Amen. Amazing women of God. And I so appreciate my brother Doug. Thank you. That was awesome. Here's a couple of things. Let me just give you a few practicalities here just as I'm thinking about Doug's challenge to us. Doing something you've never done before, doing something for the first time. For some of you, that could be joining a small group. Yes. Where this year, you join a small group for this term, you make new friends, you study some things, you pray together. I mean, it could take your life to another level, couldn't it, Doug? Yes. There's a book back there that we as a team are reading, and I'm benefiting from greatly. In fact, every day when I'm reading it, I feel God stirring my heart. It's called Whisper. And I think if you got that book and read that book this year, you don't have to read it just during the time of fasting. I think God will use it to speak some fresh things to you. Proverbs 29:18 is one of my favorite verses. And it says, and I'm not trying to re-preach Doug's message, but without a vision, but that word vision means revelation. It means a fresh revelation from God. God wants to show you something fresh so that you don't just wander around aimlessly, so that you live with purpose. And I think if you got that book, God will speak to you. I think if you get a journal and you start journaling every day, your journey with God, you'll find yourself getting into a habit of hearing from him. I had several more join me this week on the YouVersion. You can get on there, YouVersion, the one-year Bible. You can join my group. We can read the Bible together. And some of you have been having some powerful comments on there and been blessing me. A lot of things you can do. Take a half day, take a day, and get away with your spouse or by yourself and get your vision board. I love that. So let's all stand together. Thanks for coming today. Let me pray over us as we go. Father, go with us now. Lord, this last week of prayer and fasting, God, help us to enter in at some level. Help us to finish strong, Lord, to really seek you through this week with all of our hearts. Lord, that we would truly seek first the kingdom of God in 2018. Lord, I believe you have abundant blessings for everyone who enters in. Lord, go with us. Let your light shine through us and use our lives for your glory. Give us fresh vision, fresh revelation of what you want to do in and through us in 2018. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Hey, listen, if you got kids in childcare, go get them real quick and then come back. Make sure you take some time, okay? Take 10, 15 minutes, wander around the tables, meet the host, find a group. God bless you.